The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
And we're talking baby names for 2025.
You know, these lists keep coming out every year, and we're almost at list time of the year. But one of the big baby name websites globally have done their sort of roundup of where the trends are going with names and so on. And a couple of them that snuck in were really interesting. Because now, remember, we're talking about the whole world.
Yes.
We're not talking about South Africa, but I feel like the South African influence is coming through at the moment.
Yes.
Because one of the names that struck me on their global trend name list was Xolani. And I want to know how many people are saying it properly with the click overseas.
I was about to say, then your child is mispronounced in America for the rest of his life.
Because there's a very cool American R&B artist, soul artist, who goes by Masego. His parents are originally from South Africa,
yes.
But he's Masego.
Yes.
And he's come and performed here a couple of times, and he's sort of connecting with his South African roots. And Doja Cat's got some South African heritage, and Tyler's blowing up there. So we were going through this names list, and Xolani is there, and Zuma is there.
Yes. Zuma is also a beach in Malibu. One of Gwen Stefani's sons' name is Zuma. And everyone,
I was wondering about that because I saw that name and I thought, where else is there a Zuma in the world? It's a beach in California.
It's a beach in California.
Okay.
And also, when her son was born, Zuma was actually our president. Everyone was like, Gwen Stefani, you're trying to tell us something. But it was actually the beach.
But the local flavor is coming through really, really nicely. Then they said there's been a resurgence in names that are, on the face of it, quite ugly, but actually very cool. And the examples they gave were Rita and Wilbur and Selma. Those, they feel very like, you know, 1950s Americana.
Because when are you in your life going to meet a three-month-old called Wilbur? Hey, this is my baby Wilmer. Wilbur, Selma.
Another one that I liked, Cosette has made a comeback.
Oh, that's pretty.
From
that's pretty.
Les Miserables.
Yes.
Which
yes.
We watched again the other day. It's the most miserable movie of all time.
It tells you in the title, Rob. Why are you surprised?
Sometimes you're hoping for a twist. And you hope there's a happy ending, and there is none.
Je weet, ons praat altijd, en jij is een van die grootste aanhangers. Country is big at the moment. Nobody's naming their kids Shabuzi. But it's, you know, those old school cowboy type names.
Give me an example.
Jesse James. But Jesse James is een woord. It's one name.
Jesse James McKenzie. I get it, actually.
Jesse James, Wilbur something, and then Jesse James is big. And then also like nature things. So like landscapey vibes. Acre.
Acre.
And branch.
No, I don't want to be a unit of measurement. These are my children, Celsius and meter.
What
like,
about
come on.
What about calling your kid Hector? Surely then they...
Not hectare, though.
Hector.
Near. The last on the list, apparently the letter Z is having a moment.
Thanks, Elon Musk.
Musk. So apparently Boaz and Ozzy are big on the names list.
Okay.
And I've never met either of those two people in my life.
No, me neither.
South Africans, we're going to look at this and be like, this is Americans giving their kids weird names again.
Yeah.
They're on it.